Welcome back to Connecting Faith. Thanks for joining us. Well, Dr. Bill Meyer joins me now. As you know, Dr. Bill joins us every other week to talk about issues of family and spirituality and how we can be really great parents. Well, let me tell you a little bit about him. Dr. Bill Meyer is a child and family psychologist. He has extensive experience, as you know, in parent training and education. He's particularly interested in the impact of cultural trends on child development and family functioning. Dr. Bill holds master's and doctoral degrees from Rosemead School of Psychology and Biola University in Southern California, where I bet he wishes he was today. You can hear Dr. Bill on our station here on Faith Radio weekdays from 6 to 8 in the morning and Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, Dr. Bill, I hear that you might have to put some new tires on your car today.
Yeah, you know, we lived in Texas for the last 4 years and just moved up here recently, so I haven't had the need for the all-season radials. So yes, it is indeed time. However, you know, the meteorologists are, you know, notoriously wrong, so we'll see if it's an inch, five, 12. We'll see what happens.
I like to call them meteorologists misguided or a little overenthusiastic yes. about their first predictions. They're trying to get it right. Believe me, no one's trying to misguide us. However, these first couple of storms are always a little bit touchy, so I love to err on the side of caution as well. Well, Dr. Bill, of course, we're not going to talk about the weather the entire time. All of these ads are coming into my email. I'm getting all kinds of things in my mailbox as well, that there's this holiday coming up. Not Thanksgiving, but Christmas.
Yeah.
And so people are already going a little bit crazy and trying to prepare for this holiday of what's supposed to be giving and generosity, but it doesn't always feel that way. How should we approach this really upcoming holiday of Thanksgiving with those things in mind?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, the catalogs are coming to our house too, and we have a name for those because a couple of years ago, the kids' toys ones will come, and so the kids would get these and they would start pouring through them, and, oh, I want this, oh, let grandma know I want this. And so we came up with a name for those little catalogs. We call them covet catalogs.
Ah.
In other words, stop that. So our kids affectionately call them covet catalogs, but we tell them stop coveting because God doesn't want us to. But yes, Thanksgiving is a great time to teach our kids a couple of things. One is gratefulness, to develop an attitude of gratitude for what God has given us in our life. And that is really countercultural in this, you know, kind of gimme society that we have. And one of the best ways we can do that, Joe, is by modeling a grateful attitude ourselves. And that means, first of all, thanking God on a regular basis and doing that out loud, verbally, whether that's at a meal, whether that's at a family prayer. Thanking him for a roof over our head, for the fact that we live in this free country, that we have enough food to eat when there are so many in this world that don't. And then modeling gratitude in our relationship with others, starting in the family, thanking our spouse when they do something for, and not just thanking them when they do something special for us, just thanking them for who they are, for the fact that, you know, we love them and that we're so thankful that God has provided them in our life. And then thanking our kids on those rare occasions when they actually do a chore without being asked. Not just telling them that we appreciate them with, you know, unconditionally. We just love them. And then I think it's good for our kids to see us thanking other people outside our family, whether that's somebody at our church who's done something special, or again, just going up to your pastor, your youth pastor, and saying, I just appreciate the fact that, you know, you are such a blessing to our church and to our family. The more our kids see that, the more they start to pick up on, wow, boy, mom and dad are really grateful and they express gratitude. And that's hopefully that will catch. It may take a while, and maybe it'll go away for a while during the teen years, but we hope it comes back.
It really can turn the tide, though, the way that you are to the people who you come in contact with, whether it's the person at the convenience store or the gas station, or it's the person that you may run into at the mailbox outside, although we don't see people just kind of outside as much as we used to, especially here in the Midwest now. But it really has a lot to do with how we treat other people on a daily basis, doesn't it? It's not just Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No, you know, it is every day. And it's unfortunate that sometimes we think, oh, it's Thanksgiving, I better be thankful. It should be an everyday circumstance. You know, the Bible talks about this in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say, do it on that third Thursday in November. No, it's in all circumstances. That also means that we're to give thanks even when things are not going so well, just being thankful that God loves us, that he saved us, that he forgives us from our sin. And I know that's hard when you're going through tough stuff, because I've gone through tough stuff in my own life, and sometimes you just don't feel like thanking God. But there is something that happens. We're even finding out with brain chemistry, Joe, when we are thankful and we express it, it actually can have an impact on our brain chemistry, which is remarkable, and it can actually help to lift depression.
Well, that's one reason of many that we should be thankful during this time. I mean, that's just incredible to know that we can change our attitude simply by being thankful at the beginning of the day or at the end of the night. I know one of the things we try to do when putting our children to bed is to think of things that we are thankful for. And sometimes I'll say to my youngest, "What's one thing you're thankful for today?" And he'll be like, "I don't know." And so it's a fun time to bring up, well, you have a blanket, you have a home, you have friends, you have a teacher who just adores you, and a family who cares for you. You have a loving God. And to be able to bring those very normal things up, those givens that we take for granted every day, it's such a fun time to do that. And then, of course, a few days will go by and we might have that same conversation again. But what can parents do specifically at Thanksgiving to maybe just set the stage for this day of Thanksgiving?
One of the things I think we can do is we can express generosity, and there are a variety of ways to do that. What about serving others who are less fortunate? There's all these volunteer opportunities to go to, let's say, a rescue mission and serve a meal. And even if it's not something that's in your city, you could even go online and you could say, you know what? I'm going to make a decision to support a child through Compassion International, or I'm going to buy a family in Africa a goat through World Vision. By the way, we get that World Vision gift catalog every year, and our kids look through and think, oh, we could buy a couple chickens for this family in this poor country in Africa. So I think that's a great way to kind of set the stage. And then having some family traditions. I remember Dr. Dobson once shared that they had a tradition in his family where they would have these little dried kernel of corn, these little cup full of kernels of corn, and each person would take a kernel of corn, and then they would put it in a little bowl in the center of the table, and they would say what they are thankful for, what they've been thankful for over the past year. So maybe that's something that you can incorporate into your own family.
Right. Or whatever it is that you choose to do, do something consistently. And it is sometimes really great even to get those teenagers to admit that they have to be thankful for at least one or two things. So you have to dig a little harder, but it's possible. You know, one of the other things that happens during Thanksgiving holiday is that we get together with family. And that's a great time. Of course, there are some families that see their relatives all the time. And then there are other families who may only see grandparents, cousins, aunts, and uncles once or twice a year. Yet grandparents can be such a really big influence in our children's lives. Well, how can we help those grandparents to maybe, I don't know, take that opportunity really seriously? And what is the role of a grandparent in a grandchild's life as far as influence?
You know, obviously moms and dads need to teach their kids through discipline. But for the most part, grandparents can be a little more permissive, but they can really lavish on the encouragement, build them up, build up their self-esteem. My grandparents, Joe, they were so wonderful. They used to keep every little craft and thing that I did in school. I made these squirrel bookends, and they had them prominently displayed in their living room. People would come over, "Our grandson made those squirrel bookends." And I used to do a lot of writing when I was a kid, and they would frame my little stories and put them up on the wall.
Aww.
I mean, talk about just what a blessing. Even as I got into my teen years, they would still do this, and they'd brag on me. So one of the things you can do, Grandma and Grandpa, is you can encourage, you can affirm, you can build up, you can brag on your grandkids. Now, you still want to have some limits and boundaries, especially if they're at your home and they're, you know, not following rules or whatever. But really, Grandma and Grandpa have that opportunity to not so much be disciplinarians as just be a blessing givers.
Well, Dr. Bill, we thank you so much for your time. And you know what? What happens if the grandparents come with the Covet catalog on Thanksgiving? Then it's a whole new discussion that we have to have.
Don't bring the Covet catalog.
Thanks so much for joining us today. You can hear Dr. Bill Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 in the morning here on Faith Radio and also Saturdays at 11. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And you too, Dr. Bill.
Thanks. Same to you, Joe.
Thanks.